Good morning and welcome to Medicine on Call. This is Dr. George, and today I have a really special guest, and I think someone who people need to listen to this morning, Mr. Dale Bellis, the Executive Director of Liberty HealthShare. Now that we're past one of our supposed milestones for Obamacare, I think that this is a really timely show because we've been told all sorts of falsehoods about this supposed health care law. It's actually the opposite. Just like most things in Congress, you can basically say whatever they pass is the reverse of what they say it is. So this is affordable, quality access to health care, supposedly. And people are finding out that even if you have health insurance, you really can't afford to access health insurance because your deductibles are so high. Minimum of $6,000 deductible and coinsurance in the bronze plan. And the flip side is you can't even access quality health care. One, there's not very many doctors that are in this because the insurance companies have narrowed their panels prior to this thing taking off. Those doctors who are independent cannot afford to take it because it's a 25% discount, further discount on what you're paid. And the surgery centers are, I should say, the major hospitals. And I don't know if you heard about this, Mr. Bellis, but 19 of the cancer care centers in this country, of 19 of them, only four are on Obamacare plans or part of their panel. So it's a big jump to be able to actually see who you want, keep your doctor. If, God forbid, you have a catastrophic illness, good luck getting health care. And, you know, I've been talking about Liberty HealthShare for a couple months now. And every time I come on the radio to do an interview, people have never heard of it. And they're just astonished and happily surprised that there actually is something that says what it does and does what it says, which is to help people afford to access health care. And so I'm really honored to have you on today. And
well, Dr. George, it is my personal pleasure to be here as well. And thank you for spending this time and telling others about Liberty HealthShare. We are kind of a lean, mean, nonprofit machine. So it's these kinds of vehicles that we get the word out to others about this coalition of individuals who have chosen to just opt out of the whole Obamacare process and procedure and share our medical bills together and create grassroots solutions that come out of real life.
Well, every time I'm on the show, people ask me, where is this coming from and how did it come into existence? You've not been around for a short period of time. How long has this been? Has Liberty HealthShare been here?
Yeah, Liberty HealthShare is a reorganization or a reformulation of an existing share group that's been in place since 1988. And because of the passage of the Affordable Care Act, it was necessary for them to reformulate in order to continue sharing. And so that particular legislation created a regulatory framework in which cost sharing could continue. And we did that and renamed it, relaunched it, and offered an opportunity for Americans everywhere to join in to this cause. So that we've been in existence sharing medical bills since 1988.
And initially, I mean, I know under the Obamacare auspices that this is something that's something called a health sharing ministry. And I just want to make it clear to everybody that it is not closed to just Christians. It's to everybody, correct?
That is correct. We are spiritually based and practice principles of cost sharing that Christians have been engaged in for decades. But we do not impose a faith commitment on our members. And so we are open and welcoming to anyone who qualify based upon their commitment to good health and their lifestyle and would endorse our shared beliefs, which basically are ethical and liberty values as opposed to a religious faith commitment.
So if someone or when somebody comes to your website, and I do get this question as well, is this an insurance company, or is what is this exactly? Just so we can clarify that.
Right. We are a nationwide nonprofit community of Americans who have chosen to share each other's medical costs on a monthly basis without the help of an insurance company or the government. So it's a systematic method that's safe and transparent and cost-effective. And we exist specifically for anyone who either purchases health care for themselves and their family or for anyone who wants to control their own health care. And we fit into the model of medical cost sharing. And so we just simply share each other's medical expenses based upon the guidelines that we have all agreed upon and that our members engage with and help shape and mold based upon the needs of the community.
So I want listeners to understand that because this is not an insurance company, there's no gatekeeping going on. So there's no pre-certifications. There's no panel of bureaucrats who are telling you what you cannot have as part of
Thank you very much. There is not. What we do have, and may I say, we have resources of professionals who will assist one of our members go through the healthcare process and system.
Mm-hmm.
So that if they have questions or they want to notify us that they have a pending surgery or a medical procedure, we're here to assist them because it can be a daunting task for the ordinary citizen to go through the healthcare environment. So we're here to assist and help them as a patient make decisions and choices that are in their best health interest, and will be there as a support system. But there's no gatekeeper making decisions for them. They're in charge of their individual health care, the procedures that they select, and the costs that they'll incur.
Now that's, I want to again reiterate this and really emphasize this. This is something, an organization that is a patient advocate. It's not inserting itself between the doctor and the patient in their relationship. And that's what's so beautiful about this, is that you get to control your pocketbook, you get to control your access, and it's up to you and your doctor. Nobody else is stopping you and saying what you cannot have. I think that's
Correct.
Just beautiful. Let's talk a little bit about concrete, because there's so many people in this country who actually have health insurance, let's say Medicare or Medicaid, especially Medicare, because I think that these seniors have been really just hung out to dry with this whole situation. They've taken $700 million out of the Medicare coffers and applied it to the infrastructure of Obamacare, and they continue to try to just gouge that system, which is already bankrupt. So for a senior, is Liberty HealthShare something that a strategy that they should explore?
We accept seniors who are enrolled with Medicare, share in those medical expenses that Medicare does not pay for,
mm-hmm.
And, again, serve as a resource and an aid in navigating the very confusing mm-hmm. World of Medicare. And so, yes, it is certainly available to and a resource for seniors.
And, because seniors generally have overall more health care needs, if you have a sickly elderly person, is that something, or is this an organization that they can consider? Or is there a limit of what you'll be able to accept in terms of people with underlying illnesses?
Yes. Because of course, we are a nonprofit community. Our members are health conscious and practice those time-tested principles in terms of our health and our bodies. We are looking for health-conscious individuals, not healthy individuals, and there's a huge difference there. We have an entire program where we accept pre-existing conditions, and we enroll folks in what we call our provisional program, which is just simply a way to create health markers and goals and help them walk through lifestyle changes that will improve their health and wellness. And we are changing lives dramatically, Dr. George. It thrills me. It helps me get up every morning with excitement and enthusiasm because we truly are altering people's futures. And that's thrilling.
So it's not just about collecting a premium like it would be for an insurance company. It's not about gatekeeping and blocking you from the insurance company paying for your services. This is literally about keeping you healthy, keeping you out of the doctor's office, and actually improving your quality of life, which is what healthcare is supposed to be about.
Well, may I interject, Please. Dr. George? Liberty HealthShare provides or offers what we again call the provisional program. I have to tell you, I'm the poster child. I'm the executive director, but Dale Bellis is the poster child of the provisional program. 2 years ago, I was in distress physically. I mean, I'm a diabetic. My blood sugars were out of control. I was not taking care of myself, wasn't eating right, wasn't exercising, wasn't following a path of wellness and health. And I had one of those man-in-the-mirror moments. I don't know how many of our listeners have ever had that particular experience, but literally I looked myself in the mirror and said, Dale Bellis, if you don't take charge of your health and make changes, no one will. 5 years from now, 10 years from now, you'll either be an amputee or blind or dead. So take charge today. I made a drastic lifestyle change that day and started eating right, exercising, making other lifestyle changes. And today, my blood sugars are in the pre-diabetic range, and I've lost 60 pounds. I have energy galore. I'm 62 years old, and every day is an excitement. That changed my life, and that's what we see happening daily here with Liberty HealthShare.
On that note, let's take a break. You're listening to Medicine on Call.
This is Dr. Elena George with your health tip of the day. Did you know that allergy season in Georgia is year-round? Beginning in July through November, ragweed is the predominant pollen. But February through May, tree pollen causes allergy symptoms. Grass pollen occurs from mid-May through the beginning of July. If you suffer from daily nasal congestion, sneezing, runny nose, headache, ear clogging, or popping, or a chronic cough, these symptoms may be due to allergy and not infection. You should also think of allergies if there is no fever, chills, or colored mucus. Treatment should include nasal salt water sprays over the counter or antihistamines that do not cause drowsiness. If you have persistent headaches, a decrease in your sense of smell, or nosebleeds, you should see an ear, nose, and throat physician. Please join me on Wednesdays at 9 a.m. for Medicine on Call. This is Dr. Elena George.
Did you miss a show that you really wanted to hear? All of our programs are available for download on AmericasWebRadio.com and on iTunes. You can listen to your favorite programs on AmericasWebRadio.com anytime you like.
Come on, follow Sniffles to Atlanta's go-to center for breathing easy. Do you suffer from chronic sinus headaches, recurrent sinusitis, facial pain or pressure, and chronic congestion? Well, balloon sinuplasty just could be the cure you're looking for.
Follow me and breathe easy.
Follow Sniffles.com. We treat the problem, not the symptom. Chronic sinus symptoms, gone. This could be the cure you're looking for.
Follow me and breathe easy.
This proven in-office procedure can have you breathing easy, back to work the next day, and it's done under local anesthesia. Get lasting relief, a quick recovery, and start breathing easy again.
Follow me and breathe easy.
Follow Sniffles.com.
This is AmericasWebRadio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
Welcome back to Medicine on Call. Today we're having, an important and empowering conversation with Mr. Dale Bellis, the executive director of Liberty HealthShare. Now, before the break, you were really talking about two things, personal responsibility and really taking your power back as a patient. I didn't hear anything about taking all sorts of medications and, you know, being pills pushed down your throat. And I think that, you know, we're seeing a paradigm shift in a big way in healthcare. And it's really being driven by corporate interest. I really liken this to health fascism. That's exactly what it's becoming. There's a new study out that's saying that even healthy people need to be on statins because the new studies say that, how, you know, they can limit your risk of cardiovascular disease and stroke, but the studies really don't bear that out. But if this comes online, there'll be a lot more healthy people being put on more medication, which of course has its own side effect and also a cost associated. What you just described is free. It's a mindset change. It's an ability to take your power back and actually put yourself, you know, make yourself responsible for what you do. And is that one of the qualities that you find about the average Liberty HealthShare member, that it's not about, I want someone to do something for me? Is it more of a self-reliant kind of personality?
That is exactly the case, Dr. George. You've named it precisely. It is a paradigm shift. Instead of sick care, we are focused on health care, and we taking charge of our health, making decisions that are in our best interest, and it's a part of our core set of shared beliefs. We believe it is our spiritual duty to God and our ethical duty to others to maintain a healthy lifestyle and avoid foods and behaviors and habits that produce sickness or disease. And that's a part of the belief system that binds us together as a community, and it's our like-mindedness that we're taking charge of our own health care.
And what's, I don't know if you can answer this, but what's the mix of your members? I mean, under Obamacare, it lives or dies based on the demographic makeup, and they need healthy young people who never access the system, who will pay and pay for years and never access it. How does that work? I mean, how does it stay? I have been asked, how does it stay afloat with members across the country? Is it still a mix of mostly young people, or are we seeing everybody join this?
Well, we're seeing everybody join, but our demographic is the ordinary American family, aged 42 with children. That's the center of our mix. We have plenty of young singles. We've got plenty of older couples. But our core is the 40 to 50 year old family. And the reason why Liberty HealthShare is able to maintain its costs and be an affordable alternative to expensive health insurance is because, number one, we are sharing the actual expenses of our members, not some inflated projection like an insurance premium. We access a rigorous discounting system. We reimburse our providers on a fair, predetermined basis that represents about a typical 60% discount off of billed charges. And we attract those health-conscious Americans who are taking responsibility for their health, so their costs are typically less and they recover more quickly. So those are the principles on which we have created an incredibly efficient and cost-effective sharing system.
I want to make sure people again understand that it's what you just said. You just put an actual face on what I've been saying for years, that it's cheaper to access healthcare without going through an insurance company to do so, because they add layers of bureaucracy. They skim money off of the top. They inflate they deflate what they pay the docs. There's no question about that. But they inflate what they charge the patients and their premiums. And you're paying for their CEO and their huge, monolithic corporate headquarter, whatever you're paying for. It's not healthcare. And when you say that you access rigorous discounting services, that means you're really negotiating fee-for-service rates. Is that correct?
That is correct. We have created a reimbursement system for providers and hospitals that they gasp in relief when we share it with them, because they're not having to call a gatekeeper. They're not having to do layers of bureaucracy in their own office or require a whole administrative staff to manage and control. Every member displays what that reimbursement schedule is, and our providers accept it with joy, and they're reimbursed, you know, within the average is 25 days from date of service. So it just is a fair, reasonable, and true cost of health care that we're sharing.
Now, that rate that is negotiated, that's a national rate, or does that change based on the region of the country? Because, you know,
it's based on the region of the country,
okay.
And we calculate into that various factors in terms of cost of living, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
But we just have a whole preset structure and system for reimbursement that providers consistently tell us that they find reasonable, fair, and it just is a pleasure for them to accept. And we just present that to them at the time of service. They approve it, and we proceed. We have 1% of all of our providers who will call us and ask for a negotiated amount, which
mm-hmm.
we're happy to do.
Mm-hmm.
But 99% of all providers simply accept our predetermined reimbursement fee schedule
mm-hmm.
And are delighted to do so.
Let me put a face to that as well as a provider. What you said about 60% discount, that actually trumps what you get paid by the average insurance company, because Medicaid, for example, is 18 cents on a dollar, and Medicare may be 25 cents on a dollar, maybe. But by the
yeah.
time you actually get your money, that's sometimes after resubmitting claims for months, years. And so you can
yeah.
actually get paid over a year after you've seen the patient. So to make that kind of administrative commitment and to get pennies on the dollar versus taking something negotiated up front that you get paid for within a month, that's the difference between staying open as an independent physician and closing your doors. It's for the patients out there who want to understand what that means to the doctor. It's the difference literally between being a doctor or doing something else with your time. That's a big deal.
Yeah, we've done our best to strip away all of that administrative process and overhead so that we are honoring our physicians and care providers for the service they're providing to our members. And it's been a significant and rewarding coalition.
And for the listeners out there, just so we can make it crystal clear, this is any physician, right? It's not just primary care. It's specialists. It's hospitals. It's any medical service. Am I correct?
That is correct. We have an open, what we refer to as an open network, which just simply means if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor.
Yeah, what you say
you
is what
choose
you do.
Any hospital, and so it includes primary care physicians, specialists, labs, hospitals, surgery suites, town and hamlet, every provider is included.
What about dental and what about eye services?
Yeah, we exist as an organization, and our members have made these selections because we're member-driven
mm-hmm.
and member-decided, that we exist to share and assist with those things that are unaffordable and unexpected. And so small kinds of expenses like dental or eye care other small expenses are cared for by our individual members. We share in costs starting after $500, and we share up to $1 million per incident, depending upon which program an individual chooses. But the vast majority of our members choose what we call our complete program. And that shares in bills after $500 up to $1 million, and a family would have three of those in a year. So they would have $1,500 that they're responsible for in terms of a medical incident or an intervention, and we would share up to $1 million with every incident. So if you break an arm, you have $1 million that's eligible. If you have kidney stones the next day, that's another $1 million. You have cancer, that's another $1 million. So it's $1 million per incident on all of those kinds of medical costs. But the more incidental expenses, we've chosen to take care of ourselves.
And that's how you keep it cheap. That's really, to me, one of the major problems with insurance. And it doesn't make sense when you think about it. If you're paying, if the insurance company is involved with the first dollar or from the first dollar, then they actually have more power over you than you want them to have.
Yes.
I mean, you think about a car. Most people, if they get a fender bender, they get a scrape, they don't access their car insurance unless it's something catastrophic, and then they use it. That's how it's really designed. And medical health insurance, it's not really logical the way it's been implemented. It wasn't initially like that. It was just catastrophic, and people used to pay out of pocket, see their doctor, pay for the services. If you need a lab, if you need surgery, then the insurance would be accessed. Somehow, I don't know what happened in the last 15 years. It's just got completely turned around, where the insurance companies tried to make themselves more valuable, they claim, than they actually are. And in the process, they've become the arbiters of what constitutes medically necessary, how much you should have to pay out of pocket, how much the doctor deserves to get. And it's completely made the system more expensive and made it less affordable, and less quality. That's what I've seen come online. Now, when we come back, I want to explore specifics about your different plans, because you talked about the most, the most comprehensive, which is, I think, $199. $199 a month. So let's talk about that in more detail when we come back. You're listening to Medicine on Call.
Come on, follow Sniffles to Atlanta's go-to center for breathing easy. Do you suffer from chronic sinus headaches, recurrent sinusitis, facial pain or pressure, and chronic congestion? Well, balloon sinuplasty just could be the cure you're looking for.
Follow me and breathe easy.
FollowSniffles.com. We treat the problem, not the symptom. Chronic sinus symptoms, gone. This could be the cure you're looking for.
Follow me and breathe easy.
This proven in-office procedure can have you breathing easy, back to work the next day, and it's done under local anesthesia. Get lasting relief, a quick recovery, and start breathing easy again.
Follow me and breathe easy.
FollowSniffles.com.
Did you miss a show that you really wanted to hear? All of our programs are available for download on AmericasWebRadio.com and on iTunes. You can listen to your favorite programs on AmericasWebRadio.com anytime you like.
This is Dr. Elena George with your health tip of the day. Did you know that chronic nasal congestion, a decreased sense of smell, and asthma can be signs of allergies? Allergies are caused when the body is exposed to things you breathe in or eat that the body does not like. The body's immune system reacts and attacks it, what it perceives to be the enemy, even if it causes no harm, like pet dander or dust. This leads to swelling. In the nose, this causes congestion. In the bowel, it causes stomach bloating and diarrhea. In the lung, it causes shortness of breath and wheezing. And in the skin, it causes hives and itching. The first line of defense against allergy is avoidance. Dustproofing, washing pets, and keeping them out of the bedroom can help with environmental causes. For food allergies, keeping a diary of things eaten and reaction to them is helpful. Allergy testing is less time-consuming and is a safe and effective way to identify allergies. For a complete evaluation, you should see your allergy specialist.
This is AmericasWebRadio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
Welcome back to Medicine on Call. This is Dr. George and my special guest today, Mr. Dale Bellis, Executive Director of Liberty HealthShare. Actually, in the break, Mr. Bellis, my producer and I was asking me a question. I just want to clarify for both of us in the studio. If someone has an eye injury, all right, so they need ophthalmologic surgery, that is covered under Liberty HealthShare, correct?
Yes, we share in bills related to eye surgery, dental surgery, those sorts of things that relate to accidents, mm-hmm. or it's the routine kinds of eye care or dental expense that we don't share in. So, you know, if someone breaks a tooth or mm-hmm. has an accident and they're replacing teeth because mm-hmm. of a injury, we share in that. But, you know, the routine dental costs or vision expense those kinds of expenses we do not share in. But we basically encourage our members, if it's affordable and you can predict it and expect it, mm-hmm. set money aside. Just simply plan for it. And that way you're not caught off guard. And when those become burdensome and difficult, that's what we want to share in. And that's why the $500 was set, is our members said, when it starts getting over the $500 mark for anything related to medical, we want to share in that.
Gotcha. So let's talk about the different plans available for, let's start off with an individual. What are my options when I go to your website for healthcare?
Yes, we have basically three programs. We call them Liberty Share, Liberty Complete. Liberty Share, Liberty Plus, and Liberty Complete. Liberty Share is our most budget, for those who are most budget conscious, and can be as low for an individual as $107 a month is our suggested share amount that they're sending to another member who has expenses that particular month, mm-hmm. from $107. Or for those on the Complete program, that's anything over $500 up to $1 million. The other programs share up to $125,000 per incident, whereas the Complete goes up to $1 million because that incorporates hugely catastrophic expenses. So it ranges from $107 for an individual to $199, for a family, it could be anywhere from $345 to $449. Again, depending upon which one of those three programs they wish to utilize.
I'm sorry, you said it's a family of four, did you say?
We don't count more than three. So okay. A family is parents and one child or more. You can have 10 children. We mm-hmm. welcome that. So we don't count more than three for a family.
So if you have 10 children, what would that mean in terms of payment per month for that?
Yeah, a family, mom, dad, and all children in our most comprehensive program would be $449 a month.
That's
that we're
great.
Asking that they send directly to another member who has expenses that month. That mm-hmm. money doesn't come to us. We don't pool it into a single account. Each month, everyone's share is matched to a medical bill. And through our secure online technology, you send that predetermined share amount directly to another member who has medical expenses, depending on whether you're a single couple or family. And then should you ever have medical costs, that same community is there to contribute their monthly share amount directly to you, equal to your expenses. So it's person-to-person sharing, depending upon which program you select. And the website gives those cost details in full.
Wow, that's amazing. I didn't even know that it wasn't pooled. So this is why there is no administrative, I'm sorry, I know there is, but I'm just saying there's no huge administrative overhead where you have to, you know, sustain a physical plant, you know, a huge
workforce.
Yeah,
we have no skyscrapers or names on blimps going over golf courses or inflated salaries. We try to maintain and keep as a target 12% administrative cost. So that means 88% of all of the funds raised as a community goes directly to meet the expenses of another member who has costs. And that is an incredibly fulfilling and rewarding experience when you know that your money is going directly to help a fellow member. It's not going into some premium black hole where you mm-hmm. have no idea what the money's being utilized for. It's transparent. It's open. Every member sees exactly where their money's going every month. And that's one of the ways in which we maintain our financial credibility as a nonprofit, the vast majority, only 12% comes to us. The rest of it goes to another member. So that's a part of our financial accountability structure.
That's really neat. Now, I'm going to ask a tough question. It just came into my mind because, you know, human beings are human beings, and there's always someone who wants to game a system.
Excuse me.
Let's say that you actually have somebody who knows about Liberty HealthShare, maybe knows that they have a big ticket item coming up, or they're not healthy, and they want to access the system for a couple of months to get in on it. How do you what happens in that regard? Or maybe you never know that happens. What happens in that? Give me how you would handle that, I guess.
If someone does not disclose a pre-existing condition, for instance, and they're trying to game the system, as you've just said, there's basically kind of a three-point accountability process for every member. One is we have what we call a 60-day waiting period before you can submit elective procedures. So if someone has a knee surgery they know is coming up, they don't tell us about it, they have that 60-day period where they can't submit that. Secondly, but we do during that 60 days, by the way, share in unexpected accidents or things that are not predictable. So that's number one. Number two is obviously, and you well know, within the medical world, the documentation that is available to us about that medical expense would tell us whether or not it was an undisclosed pre-existing. So that's kind of a way in which we maintain accountability among ourselves. And the third is, frankly, if we discover that someone has tried to be insincere in their participation with us, we would terminate that individual and they would not be permitted to continue with us. What is thrilling to me, Dr. George, is that, and again, it has to do with the mindset and this paradigm shift. Mm-hmm. Our members are excruciatingly open, honest, with full disclosure. And so we just attract those who understand it's their dollars, they're self-pay patients, they're in charge, and they're only hurting themselves. If they try to game the system.
Makes perfect sense. It's all about accountability.
Yes. And let me add, by the way, with Liberty HealthShare, we have a very secure online account that each of our members have, and we call it our share box, so that when members share their medical bills together and they send, for instance, you have a $10,000 medical bill. We ask a sufficient number of singles, couples, and families matched to your particular expense. It lands in your share box.
Mm-hmm.
And when those funds arrive, you direct Liberty HealthShare to pay your bills directly from your share box. And you authorize the payments, but there's kind of like, if you think of a bank lockbox, the bank has a key, the owner of the lockbox has a key. We use both keys to open it up and withdraw the funds. That's exactly the way it's structured with Liberty HealthShare, so as to keep those funds for the use to which they're purposed, which is to pay those medical bills. And this all happens in a seamless, paperless way with the click of a button.
Wow. If you can only translate this to Medicaid and Medicare, huh? Since they don't understand what a lockbox is.
It's like a cookie. Thank you very much.
It's like a cookie jar for
those
guys. Yeah, that's, there you go, in a nutshell. That's why the government should not be involved in things, and we should keep it amongst ourselves. I have no words except bravo. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, thank you, Dr. George. We're thrilled.
Now, the other question that I wanted to ask is, you know, insurance companies, you basically have a policy that you might have to do. You keep it for a year. This is not like that. This is not a contract that you have to have for a year or 2 years. It's month to month. Is that correct?
It is month to month. You participate for as often and as long as you wish. We do have, when an individual enrolls, there is an annual membership fee. And so you're enrolling as a member for a year. And then there is a monthly share amount on a month-to-month basis. If someone decides within the first 60 days that they don't wish to continue, we'll refund that share amount. We suggest at least an annual membership enrollment and a month-to-month share amount.
Okay. And is it tax-deductible?
It is not tax deductible, just the way this tax system is structured. Mm-hmm. Although we are a nonprofit 501c3 organization, because we're sharing medical bills with one another and the prospect exists that the sharing member may receive assistance from their fellow members, mm-hmm. That kind of takes it away from the definition of a charitable contribution. It is nonprofit, but we don't deduct it from our as a charitable donation.
Gotcha. Now, in terms of just, I guess, an overview of the membership, is when people enter and they're members of Liberty Health Share, do you find that they carry any other supplemental policy, something like an Aflac or some sort of supplemental insurance, or do they carry any catastrophic insurance outside of this, or this is really what they just do?
Yeah, this is just really what they do. It is an affordable alternative to expensive insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And so our members the vast majority simply depend upon our sharing system as the basis for meeting their medical expenses. I run across a few here and there who have some other supplement or et cetera, but by and large, we are depending on one another within this community to meet our expenses in full.
Got you. Now, I want to talk about going forward because, you know, the Affordable Care Act has been piecemeal implemented when it's convenient, but it's more about politics than anything else. And for small businesses, we're about to get hit, I guess, in 2016 with this next mandate, which is going to be extremely expensive. And I foresee that the whole purpose of this this exercise is to kick people off of their private insurance, have them funnel into the government system, and eventually become single payer. And it's going to disrupt so many businesses. And when we come back from the break, I want to ask if there's any strategy that you foresee Liberty Health Share being used for it to extend into the business world. And you can think about that and answer when we come back. You're listening to Medicine on Call.
This is Dr. Elena George with your health tip of the day. Did you know that eating too little and skipping meals can actually cause you to gain weight? When you do not take enough calories in, your body can actually stop you from losing weight. Your body works best when it is adequately fueled. If you fail to eat enough, your metabolism will slow down and your body will become stressed and actually hold on to fat. This will lead to muscle loss instead of fat. Exercise and lightweight training will increase endurance and muscle mass and will boost both your metabolism and your sense of well-being. Eat 3 well-rounded meals a day containing a lean protein, fiber, and a complex carbohydrate, such as a whole grain, with 2 snacks, such as fruits or nuts. These will promote healthy weight loss that is long-term. Prior to starting an exercise program, remember to see your doctor if you have any medical problems. Please join me on Wednesdays at 9 a.m. for Medicine on Call. This is Dr. Elena George.
Did you miss a show that you really wanted to hear? All of our programs are available for download on AmericasWebRadio.com and on iTunes. You can listen to your favorite programs on AmericasWebRadio.com anytime you like.
Come on, follow Sniffles to Atlanta's go-to center for breathing easy. Do you suffer from chronic sinus headaches, recurrent sinusitis, facial pain or pressure, and chronic congestion? Well, balloon sinuplasty just could be the cure you're looking for.
Follow me and breathe easy.
Follow sniffles.com. We treat the problem, not the symptom. Chronic sinus symptoms, gone. This could be the cure you're looking for.
Follow me and breathe easy.
This proven in-office procedure can have you breathing easy, back to work the next day, and it's done under local anesthesia. Get lasting relief, a quick recovery, and start breathing easy again.
Follow me and breathe easy.
FollowSniffles.com.
This is AmericasWebRadio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
Welcome back to Medicine on Call. This is Dr. George and Mr. Dale Bellis, Executive Director of Liberty HealthShare. And prior to the break, I was giving you a little bit of, I guess, a brain teaser, because I think that this strategy, you know, it'd be awesome if it could be applied to the business arena. Because if small business owners had this to access, let's say that they were somehow... Or does it have to be an individual that, I mean, I'm trying to figure out how this can be expanded, basically, so that we can opt out of insurance altogether.
We do have a solution for small businesses, which is the vast majority of the American worker. Unfortunately, given the regulatory world that we live in, because of the looming employer mandate that would be starting in 2016, for the 50 and over employer, it is a difficult world out there. For 49 and under, we have solutions for those employers, and it's essentially, to give it to you in a nutshell, it is, we have, as individuals, have opted out of Obamacare. We encourage employers to opt out of employer-sponsored health care. And they just simply, we provide a specific path and procedure for them to follow for all of their employees to be individual consumers of health care and create a structure within that organization or business to accomplish that, and we accommodate them as a group. And so we have group enrollments. We can assist employers, particularly with those who have 49 and under employees.
So if they go to your website or contact you, then as a small business owner, you'll have a discussion with them individually how they can, you know, bring their group in. Is that how?
That is correct.
Okay.
Absolutely. And we do it frequent times a day.
That's awesome.
Yes.
And I'm going to be calling, I think, too, and let my colleagues know, because it's one of the, it, again, as an individual or private practice doctor, we really are on the front line. It's an extremely small business with a lot of expenses. And most doctors, and I think most employers, want to take care of their employees, and it's just crazy. I remember when we had Blue Cross and the other insurance plans, every year it would go up like 15%. And you just get priced out, and then by the time you do get a policy, you'd have to have such a high deductible for the worker that they couldn't access it. You know, $2,500, $5,000 out of pockets. Mm-hmm. What's the point of that? I mean, it's just the whole point is to be able to know that you have something that you can fall back on, and they're not going to deny you when you need them the most, and they're not going to say it's okay to do it, and then after the fact bill you saying, you know, we changed our mind. None of these things go on with Liberty HealthShare, which is, in my opinion, people who join must have amazing peace of mind.
They do indeed, but I must say, and I will interject this bit of reality, when we're talking about employer groups, we encounter, we run up against two issues typically with employers who are offering health care to their employees. One is what I refer to as the entitlement mentality, and two is this health-conscious lifestyle. When we receive an employer group, we are reviewing those employees based upon, number one, taking responsibility for their health care and understanding a new way of meeting their health care costs by sharing together as a group. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that does not fit well with a, and I think there is a battle going on in America today, and maybe a generation from now we'll know where we'll land. But the entitlement mentality, which says I need to be taken care of from cradle to grave, or the self-sufficient, self-determining kind of mentality, which I frankly believe was the genius and the origin of our nation. And we'll see maybe a generation from now which one of those mentalities went out. But Liberty HealthShare falls squarely on the second side, mm-hmm. That we as Americans can bring solutions from the grassroots up and are not waiting for a centralized planner to provide a solution to us. And we encounter that orientation or mentality frequently, and we fall squarely on the other side.
I'm with you on that. I think that that's one of the most important tenets that preserves the Hippocratic Oath and the doctor-patient relationship. It's the individual ability to do what you want to do as an individual. That's the key.
Right. And that's why, frankly, I frequently say Liberty HealthShare is not for everybody. It's for a particular individual who identifies with our philosophy and approach to healthcare and taking charge of our individual healthcare lives. And so it's not for everybody, but we're certainly finding significant resonance in this environment in terms of people enrolling, participating, and joining our community.
I think you just said another pearl of wisdom. It's about choice. That's what's so awful about Obamacare. It's shoving mandates down folks' throats. And what insurance company lacks is the ability to, you know, talk about or deal with the individual. It's one size fits all. I do have one more question about medication, because I don't think we've covered that. What happens if you need medication? Does Liberty HealthShare cover that?
Yeah, we share in any prescription costs associated with a doctor visit, a hospital stay, any kind of medical intervention and treatment. We include those prescription expenses and costs and medications as a part of that incident. And we provide, by the way, our members with ways to access prescriptions at a significant discount, as well as eye care, dental, and other costs at discounts, even though those may be being paid for out of the individual member's pocket. Mm-hmm. We don't share in, as we've mentioned, dental and eye care and other incidental costs, but they are able to access those at significant discounts, which means that our members access the wholesale costs of those services as opposed to an inflated retail number. But we do include prescriptions and medications in our sharing program.
So if someone is joining and they already are on a medication, then they could use your discount services to continue that medication but probably pay less. Is that correct?
Significantly so. That's correct.
And another question my producer had, which I wanted to clarify, suppose it's an ER visit, okay? So, you know, this is an acute expense, and sometimes, I mean, if it takes, let's say, 30 days to get the payment, it's fine if it's a primary care or a private practice, but what happens when it's emergency? How does that work?
Our members simply present their membership card, and the ER or the hospital has instructions there as to where to submit that particular bill. They send it electronically. It passes through our reimbursement system and lands in our online technology. The member sees it in their share box, and it's assigned to other members for sharing. And that's typically a 20 to 40-day process. It just depends upon when it lands in our system.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, if it comes to us on the 20th of the month, it's shared the first of the month after that, and the funds arrive within a matter of few days, within 15 to 20 days, that provider has their check in hand. So it just varies based upon when it hits our system, but it is very efficient and incredibly time-bounded.
Can you negotiate a discount for an ER visit, or that's different because it is such an emergent
Yeah, service. We share in emergency expenses, and those same reimbursement schedules mm-hmm. are presented at the time of the emergency visit, and our experience is that those providers accept that gladly, and we get that reimbursement to them in an incredibly timely fashion.
Gotcha. So I think for those listening, I think we have all the major questions answered, except one, which is how can people reach you, and what's the best way to access the services?
Yeah, the best way to reach us is online at our website, which is libertyhealthshare.org, O-R-G. So it's simply libertyhealthshare.org, or they can call us toll-free, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. And we have people on call from 8 in the morning till 6:30 at night Eastern Time, or they can simply go to our website, libertyhealthshare.org.
Mr. Bellis, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with me today. I think that what you do is just, I don't know, it's God's work, because we've had so many people. This is quality of life. This is people's lives that are being played with. And this is not a joke. It's not a game. And what you do is just put it out there, and those who want it can take it. It's all about choice.
It is indeed. And Dr. George, thank you for the opportunity for me to just share our vision and what we do as a group to meet health care costs of like-minded Americans across the country. And Liberty HealthShare just stands ready to accept anyone who will meet and endorse our shared beliefs, which is about freedom and self-reliance in healthcare.
There's nothing else need to be said except thank you for listening to Medicine on Call.
This is America's Webradio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.